AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, it's every Thursday.
Y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Yes, sir, Scream.
First and foremost, free the problem.
Yes, sir, Scream.
First and foremost. Free homicide.
It's Big Facts, DJ Scream, Big Bank. We here, man. We got the streets up in the building. Little guy that keyed is here. What's up? What's up, y'all? What's going on?
What the fuck going on, man?
Got OG banking this
morning. Yeah,
DJ Scream.
You did.
Yep, it's all good. Y'all good, man? Y'all don't look like y'all distancing to wear a mask and no shit. Y'all look like y'all thugging. Man,
we protected. That's all that matter.
Okay.
Nah, for real, though.
Nah, for real. We ain't wearing no damn corona.
Okay.
Big old protection.
We quarantining, though, for sure. You dig?
Yeah. Big old protection, man.
Yeah, for sure.
So y'all been staying in?
Yeah, working. The studio in the house, man. We working.
That's what a lot of people say, that staying in shit. They say they making some of their best music on the inside.
Yeah.
We at Club Hood, babies.
Club Hood, babies.
Well, y'all just dropped Hood, shit baby. Together, right?
Yeah. We gonna drop something.
What was it, mixtape?
Yeah, we dropped the song. But it's supposed to be in a mixtape coming soon after that.
Okay. You and your
we
brother.
We did some on Zaytoven. Zaytoven, yeah, we did some with Zaytoven.
Yeah, me, Zay, and
Lil Yachty.
That's hard.
That shit crazy. But like how he did it was he got down. We were in our own studio, you feel me? But he just put all of them together, you feel me? Like, so like, he might just send a song with them already on there. We just add our verses on and shit like that. We did like that. Just in case we couldn't get to each other and shit.
Gee, how I feel to come from nothing to something, man?
Man, that shit feel great, boy. I swear to God. I swear to God, boy. I'm on their air, boy. Nah, this shit, it's
gotta
a blessing,
though. Good day to got them take care of your mama and your family and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Man, that's the only way gonna keep coming in. You gotta take care of them. You gotta take care of them ones right there, for sure.
So you and Key, y'all blood brother, same mama.
Same mama, same daddy. Come on, man.
That's a blessing, nigga.
That's a blessing,
that's
nigga.
Blessing.
We used to talk about this shit all the time in the room.
On punishment.
Come on, man. We're gonna be rich, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, so do slime be on y'all to keep y'all focused with the rap shit, or y'all be motivating y'allself?
Shit. Hey, yeah, slime be on our ass. See, slime don't say too much. He don't want to, like, we ought to see his ass come up and got done do what he did. So we ought to know what not to do, what to do, slime. Like,
him, he's just like him, Gunner, and Dirk, all of them just be telling, like, if you weak, you weak. No, you be trying to do extra shit.
Hey, yeah, you got to learn to finesse the situation, man. You ain't got no finesse, your ass dead. Put your head down.
Yeah.
What's the first thing y'all did with one of them rap checks? What y'all went and cocked up?
Drinini. No, I gave Mondu some. I gave Mondu and my dad some money first.
Yeah, they over chip our children and everything.
Then we went dripped out cars. You know what I'm saying?
How this corona shit affecting the back row though?
For sure.
Man, what the but a dick. I ain't gonna cap.
We don't miss something.
He didn't want to say that, man. Them over put a dent on your ass, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, what? Nigga don't even want to say that, though. Nigga swear they just get money, money. Nah, them over put a dent. Put your head down.
Yeah, because everything, because the mailman still coming.
Yeah, the mailman still coming. But get what? Man, turn the heat on. Shit, heat on. Bless.
They got the heat on. Everybody here drunk in here. Hi, they got the heat on.
It's early in the daytime. What y'all nigga drinking?
Man, Bel Air. No, I'm supposed to be fucking Bel Air. This shit all over my fucking room. I still got man, I was drinking up with Bel Air. This shit lined up on the walls, man.
Wow.
But I said this shit just lined up.
Shit, a nigga never thought a nigga straight out the streets getting been with these white folk like that, though.
Man, come on, yeah, man.
Those these niggas be having them fucked up at. They can't. They don't know how to talk to white folk.
Yeah, nah, talk to these folk. We gotta know how to switch it up.
Yeah, some dude just came on the motherfucking got y'all. Who the dude was just came on the stream
Mike.
Before they got on?
Yeah, Matt. No,
oh,
no,
Michael.
Matt.
Michael.
My man.
Michael.
Yes,
yeah.
Got it, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, shout out to boy Michael,
we
man.
We could hook this shit up on the one phone call, though. You know what I'm saying? The label end up setting this shit up. We could hook that shit up one phone.
Man, one phone call. I put the men came on the motherfucker, though. I put the men came.
Who
the neighbor called me like, boy, hey, man, you ever make sure a bank call, man, you ever be on there. Bank, what? I mean, the folk call.
Everybody
nah, that's love.
For sure.
Nah, big facts, man.
Who next? Big facts, you know what I'm saying?
Who next out the neighborhood?
Slide like Shawty, R5, Stick Baby.
B-Slide,
yeah, B-Slizzle. Goddamn, Lizette Slime.
You already knew that, though.
Yeah. Mm. The whole game, man, we have a ball for these nigga ad now.
Yeah, that, we gotta promote it though. You know what I'm saying?
I like Shawty making noise though. I fuck with that.
So what else?
Oh, yeah, Key came through and blessed the shit show for me.
Oh, yeah, got to. Gotta do that.
Yeah, Key came through screen. You, I don't think you that at night screen. Key came through and lit that bitch.
Now look, over. I ain't gonna flip, man. I was drunk. Hell, boy. I woke up at that motherfucker. I woke up. Jay, give me out the cup, man. Come here and do this fucking song, man. My motherfucker like, but what the hell I'm at, boy? They said, but yeah, shit show your ass. Chip, you need to get right.
When you started drinking, you been drinking or you just kind of cranked it up?
Nah, I come from a drinking family, Slime.
Okay.
My mom and my dad is drunk every goddamn day of their life. Of their life, they still drink these motherfuckers. But now though, when Mexico, long live my boy Mexico, man. He took me to Blaze. He took me to Blaze, got me one of them Henny shot motherfuckers. The moment got me feeling right. I said, oh, yeah, I got to do this. Oh, fuck, a tribute. Cause I don't smoke weed. Weed made me paranoid. I can't smoke no weed. This shit had me paranoid.
Right, not right there with you.
What? Can't smoke no weed. What?
Paranoid.
Why? Oh, that weed be having you tripping.
Man, I'm gonna have me tripping. I be got damn paranoid here. I got that. I can't even rap.
We'll like, think the world. We'll think the world for the end on that weed.
What?
God, what you got next, man? You always coming out the cut with them motherfucking bangles, man.
No cap.
Nah, real shit. Come out the cut with a bangle, huh?
I just be holding my shit like, I just wait. I want to drop, but nobody ain't dropping. I got my Hood Baby 2 been dropping this Friday, my album.
What's your name of it?
Hood Baby 2.
Hood Baby 2.
That's hard.
No cap. Got Kudo, everybody on that motherfucker.
Yeah, that one gonna be hard too. Got that Trato Clean 3. Dear motherfucker tripping. We right here about it. Look, man, we in this shit, man. Hello. I got a big bro in this motherfucker. I gotta take one for y'all, man.
Exclusive, big facts exclusive.
Man, big fast exclusives. Play one of ones. We're gonna play one of one for the ass.
Hey, y'all can't never stop working, bro. That's the whole key, man. Y'all tell these y'all nigga what the key is. You know what I mean? Ain't all about the
baby. Never stop fucking working, man. This shit don't get handed to you. I'm putting that down.
If you're gonna be a rapper, you gotta wake up and think. Every day I'm a rapper. You can't rap, then go do some other joint. The next day, every day you gotta be on rap.
Now you gotta sacrifice, nigga.
Sacrifice all that.
You gonna eat this. Ain't like, I got down being in the street every day, but. I always make sure I go to the studio, though. If I'm in the studio, I'm going to make sure I go to the studio. Like, 5-6 hours of my day going to be in the studio. Then at nighttime, I'm out doing what I'm doing. Fucking whole, doing all that. But I always make sure I go to that studio, though, every day. That's on my agenda. Every day I wake up, studio, make a song. About 5-6 of these motherfuckers. If not 5-6, 2-3.
Ain't no cap.
Got to make a song every day, boy.
I was in the studio last year. I was like a bat when I went outside. Sun hurt my eye. I was in the studio every day last year. Eddie talk.
In the
studio every day.
That's all. Get what? Niggas only get this chance one time. You know what I'm saying?
You only get one time, boy, at this shit, boy.
Yeah, you fucked that up. It's fucked up. So nigga gotta go hard. So nigga get in, nigga the harder part ain't getting in, it's staying in. You know what I'm saying?
Staying in. Getting in easy. You gotta stay in this motherfucker. Yeah. I ain't a one hit wonder. I ain't one of them folks. I don't even put me in that category.
Nah, y'all real shit.
It's now or never.
Y'all get motivated, like, just keeping it real when y'all see other people who they still good niggas, but they fell off because they weren't on their shit. Does that motivate y'all?
Hell yeah. I see a lot of niggas like that, man. I see a lot of niggas like that. That shit be like, damn. I just remember growing up listening to these niggas' music. Like, damn, these boys ain't somebody. Then I got more than these niggas. These niggas ain't have no goddamn car. We gotta get an Uber, man. Yeah. Can't even put a goddamn Uber, man. You both tripping.
Yeah, that shit should be motivation, though.
That motivation, though, like, the motivation to keep that money around you, boy. You better keep that money on you, boy. Keep that shit on you. I just like the grind anyway. I just like the grind. I like the journey. Because you just can't, like, I just love the journey of this shit, man. Shit crazy.
I like traveling. You go interstate. Shit be fun. And like, it's not like home. Other place, you can got them chill. You don't carry no gun. You got to do nothing. These folks ain't staying at. These folks having their own bankroll. For living.
Tell you.
If the streets still be calling, how y'all stay focused, man? How y'all stay focused on the music? Because I know the streets probably be calling every day.
Man, now you got to tune in with the street. I know what's going on.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't want to be the one got that dumb out there. I'm going to come back get your ass. No, man. Yeah.
He's talking about street obstacles, like.
Obstacles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey. As far as that, like, shit, I mean, you gotta got them, you go through shit. Everybody's still human. Like, everybody go through shit, you feel me? He's gonna got them, let the shit knock you down, you gonna get back up, or you gonna got them stay down. It's like, what you gonna do? You got them, you know, nigga have baby mamas, problems, nigga have, this shit that everybody go through, Sean. Like, this shit is normal. Like, this shit is life, bro. It's life, bro. There was shit, they will come with it. Your shit already ran out for you. It's a destiny, it's already ran out. Whatever go on, whatever happened to you, that way it's supposed to happen. You feel me?
No cap.
Let that shit go.
Not for real.
Not
get
for real.
Get these folks in game, though, man. Gotta get these folks in game, man, so these young niggas can goddamn figure out how to figure this shit out, man. Y'all get these folks in game, man. Because we old niggas. Niggas look at us like we preaching, you know what I'm saying? So maybe if a young nigga tell these niggas this shit possible, a nigga, you know what I'm saying?
First thing, don't come in the game doing stupid shit. That's the first thing. Don't come to the game doing stupid. How you get kicked out this motherfucker?
You got to show respect.
Show respect. And again, because when we came in the game, we came in there hard. We made rolling out first year. First year signed. You got to come to the game hard.
Can't now, really not, like I said, it's just about your work ethic. Is that shit up to par? Like, is you going to get down? You just got that folk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, folk that everything would be handed to them. No.
They gotta don't work like that. You got to go out and meet folks and shake hands.
Like, nigga be like, if you, like, that's like, okay. I do something for a nigga. So, boom. But if I keep doing something for a nigga every day, he's going to be like, oh, shit, I ain't got to do nothing. Shit, home going to do it for me. Nah, it ain't like that.
You handicapping a nigga.
You handicapping a nigga. You did. So, you got to go. Right? You want to get down. You a man. At the end of the day, you should want to get down. Get up. But I got children. I got mama. I got daddy. Whoever you got that was there for you financially, when you didn't have nothing, you should be wanting to get up and make these folks happy every day of your life. You supposed to get up. Hey, man, if I leave out the house with, I might leave out the house with no money, see what I come back in the house with. Try that. Leave out the house with no money, see what you come back in the house with. Mm. You come back in the house with nothing, not these damn hustle, but you was lame playing now. You a lame. Mm. Yeah, I don't need to be living. You just waste space, man. 500, get up out of there. 100,
you ain't come out home with 500, at least 100 in your pocket, man. You ain't talking about nothing.
The only got to try to just go leave out this motherfucker with no money at the spot and see what you come back in the house with.
You come back in all fucked up, Thomas. We just had, boy, got no money, man. You burnt.
Yeah, burnt that, man.
Oh, so basically, what you saying is, nigga, that's supposed to be able to, your game alone should be able to bring you some money every day.
Exactly. You got to be able to say something, do something. Now, if you're a provider, a man is a provider. We provide. That's like what you here to do to provide for your family. You feel me?
My daddy taught her that.
Yeah. Really? My dad was on the same job, like, before he had his little stroke. He was on his job since I got down 1 year old. He been on the same job. He went to work every day. He don't give a fuck. If he's sick, he going to work. Man, that's why I get that grind from him. Because he's going to work. He don't get no damn. He'll ride a bike to them over here, walk. He got down. We had some water around him over here. Use a canoe. He ain't got that going back and forth. He's having to get to work. Yeah, tripping.
Nah, real shit.
Nigga having bills, man. Nigga want to live a lifestyle, but they don't want to pay for it. You think that, man, them cars, all them cars you see these fuck with, man, them motherfuckers cost. These motherfuckers $200, $300. This jury costs. Ammunition costs. Oh, this shit costs, man.
That's what folks don't be knowing it. But they don't. That cost, man.
That way, the haters come in at because they don't know that. They think everybody's free.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I was saying, like, you know, when the nigga get on and a young nigga at home, he just looking at it like, damn, them niggas stunned. That's why I be wanting young niggas to tell these young niggas what it took to start this shit. You know what I'm saying? To even be able to look like this. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Got down. So they gave me that back roll, man. I was like, man, shit, I can't just go fuck it up. Now I done fucked some money up. Of course, everybody done did that. But you want to invest in something, because I didn't invest in that, so I fucked some money up. They're like, now I was sitting back like, now.
Me too.
I ain't finna call Shrine, like, Shrine, send me some. Nah, I'm going to see. Because I want him to be like, what the fuck you do with your money, dumb ass nigga? You know, Shrine, man, what the hell you do with your money? Nah, I ain't gonna tell. I'm gonna go try to find another way, get his back roll back up. It don't matter what you do, Slime. You gotta goddamn just have goddamn finesse, bro. You gotta have finesse. You gotta be on you, bro. That shit, you gotta have that shit. You gotta be able to know how to talk. Niggas don't even know how to talk now. They ain't even there, goddamn. They just looking at you. They don't even know how to talk.
But at the same time, I ain't gonna lie. Every young nigga get a free back roll. You never had none. You gonna spend some.
Oh, you
gotta spend some.
$25 a year,
$25. We want to record more than one song. It's $25 just
man.
It's
the session ain't free. You gotta got down. Man, you stayed up all like long night. They ain't going to sleep. But we like to got down. Jay, we come out that motherfucker. But hey, ain't cut none of that. We in the motherfucker trying to cook up a hit. But we gotta have a hit. Boy, you gotta got down.
Lotto sound real. We just came from a long night of recording. He called us in the middle of the night. Well, I want a song with y'all.
In the sleep. But we get right up. Where you at? We're going to pull up. We're going to go
leave rap. Leave Duke House and go right back to school.
Yeah, we're going to – you got to have that determined. You got to have ambition. You got to be determined. You feel me? That's all you need. But as long as you got that shit, bro, you're going to be good, bro. All the other shit going to come.
Yeah, part-time work, you're going to get part-time money. That I'll be trying to tell you.
Maybe need full-time. Everything.
And then don't think just because you making a song, you're going to sit back and we got to work.
No, I would say that. Every nigga, y'all make these songs, think every song a hit. No, it's not. The world got to let you know this motherfucker hit.
Preach.
I'm putting it down.
Preach.
Folks in the world gotta like this motherfucker. They gotta want to play this motherfucker every day. Rhyme. The old folks gotta want to play this motherfucker. Bro, every song not a hit, bro. Every song I made ain't a hit. You feel me? But look, I try to make a song better than the song I made. Last song I made, I make a song better than that every day. Every day. Every day. You feel me? Because nigga, we think every song they make a hit. Nah, man, that shit ain't that, bro.
But shit, it make it
easy. Niggas that rapping, they don't even know how to construct a song. You know how to construct a song? No, you don't.
You just saying shit,
put it out, SoundCloud, no. You gotta learn how to construct a song. I had to learn how to construct a song. I watched Slime feature them, we folk in the engineer ear. And now here, not move. Yeah, where they putting shit together, move this piece, that piece, putting this effect on it. Like, you gotta know how to construct a song.
But when
they will make a hit song, or construct a song.
When a young nigga do make a song, they post it one time on Instagram. These folks get to putting goats and all this shit. They don't fuck their head up. They get to put that goat in their pipeline. They don't put their head up. I'm being out.
Tell the truth. You tell the truth.
Down.
The thing that confused me is when a nigga, like, they bring me music all the time, that they hood ain't even fucking with the song. They
street, exactly. That ain't even rocking to the motherfucker.
But this a hit, bro. They fucking with him. I'm like, bro, that LaCroix or nothing.
And
bro,
guess what? Get what screen? Niggas don't want to pay the DJ to play their song. You don't show no DJ no love. Them niggas ain't going to fuck with you. The DJ going to break your music, stupid, dumb ass nigga. DJ going to break your music, fool. You got to fuck, man. Look at what? I don't give a fuck what DJ it is, nigga. I send him a drink. Hey, how you doing, man? How the family? I'm talking to him. We can add you folks. I'm sending you a drink. I'm giving you a tip, man. Play this song. And I already big already, man. I still pay these folks to play my song. Man, hey, man. Play me for an hour, man. Go 100 and two drinks.
Nigga, ain't never
that,
too
you gotta
paid.
Fuck with the DJ, man. This is all you gotta do. Niggas don't wanna do that. They hood on me. They gonna play mine. They ain't gonna play your shit.
But they'll play everything but your shit.
Well, yeah, that play shit we had leaving out the club, man. The club close, they play your shit. But yeah, he's talking about, man. Yeah,
yeah.
Real shit.
What some of the DJs that you feel like help break your shit in the city?
DJ Steel,
DJ Steel.
DJ Steel.
DJ Steel. Shout out DJ Steel for that. I got a lot of folks at Blaze, like our DJs at Blaze. Like DJ Kool-Aid, got them. It's a whole bunch of their ass.
DJ Rico Riddick.
Yeah, DJ Rico Riddick. When I first started rapping, he did my drop shit on first track on Cleveland. Mm. The second one, they got them, the Slime Al, the Key Talk to him. He did a lot of drops and shit. So shout out DJ Rico Riddick. It's a lot of their ass. I show love to all of them.
Swamp put me on y'all for real. Swamp.
Yeah, Swamp. I didn't know
Swamp. Hey. Yeah, Swamp.
I don't want got them. On what it shit, open mics with trophies and shit with Swamp. He been there, he'll tell you. I've been on Swamp for years.
Mm.
I done did that. I've been doing open mics. That's why it's so easy for me to go perform. It ain't nothing. Folks, they don't know how to hold a mic right. They got them screaming in the mic.
You know what though? We can't start LaCroix with this shit.
Yes, sir.
LaCroix really broke a name. We can't start LaCroix with this shit.
You know what? It's gonna be the same fucking motherfucker, man. What you say?
I said shout out to Kente for sure.
Man, shout out Kente, man. Pee Wee, you dig?
Yeah, for sure.
Everybody going to LaCroix, man. You know what I'm saying?
Not you. We talking about your daddy. We ain't talking about you, Pee Wee.
No, we talking about you, little Pee Wee.
Little Pee Wee.
You talking about your daddy. Let people talk to you. Yeah, that's my daddy. You know?
Now, look. Nah, look. Yeah. Little people talk to you. I got to say my name. No, we talking about Pop. We talking about your daddy.
Bank, man. And I need you on one, too, Bank.
Both
I got one for you.
What I'm gonna do? What I'm gonna say?
Man, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to say.
I would definitely say that. Whatever you want to do.
Hey, man, folks know what's going on. Scream, I need you to goddamn put some drops on this motherfucker. Let's do it.
Never you ready. Can't wait.
Hello.
So what y'all would say to, like, we're talking about the grind and shit, like lazy niggas, because even in every crew got him is that lazy nigga. He got some potential, but he's lazy. How you handle that?
Shit. Well, you better get off your ass, boy, because your ass will get little. Put your head down. I ain't got time to keep doing all that.
Now,
you,
nigga, I realize when I get old, bored here in the same place, you see a nigga that's doing what they doing?
I live on a block, something where they trying to tell the other young nigga what they
do. Man, you don't fuck with me no more? I hate them niggas.
Man, get the fuck out of my face, man. Your ass tripping because you ain't trying to work. I think for you because you don't be thinking sometimes. You do shit and you don't think.
That's how that shit go when a nigga all the way with you. When a nigga ain't with you, he ain't going to tell you nothing. When a nigga with you, he going to stay on you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Now I'm trying to tell you. Then plus you my real little brother. Why would I not give you games? Some shit that I know you ain't seen. I done seen it already. I'm going to put you down. They were going on. These type of folks will do this and do that. I'm going to put you down. So when it come your way, You got to finesse the whole situation. They had dead. DOA. Dead on arrival.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
Game for Lil' Key. Game for
Lil' Key. I have a game, boy. This shit. This mother right here. Dead. I'm playing with this mother right here, boy. O'Ree.
What's the worst type of people, man? Like, just on some street shit, like the worst type of people. What do you think?
Dick riders. Dick riders.
You cut it all the way. Like,
dick riders and dick waivers.
Wait, what it is?
It dick riders and dick waivers. They really waivers. Another dick rider. You be dick riding? Hell yeah, me too, bro. Hey, let me up. Let quick man beat it, man. Get the fuck out my face, man. I hate niggas, they come in group. Yeah, it's a group of they have. They got t-shirts on signs. They got all type of shit. They got down there, let you know. They hitchhiking. They trying to get picked up, man.
So they hitchhiking.
Yeah, hitchhiking, son.
They hitchhiking with a stick with another penis on top of it.
Man,
shit. And number dick rider stopping for their ass.
Niggas trying to get picked up, man. Number one, you got to stay away from
them. What's the shit you think you had to fuck with this industry shit, though?
What'd you say, big
really
back?
Couldn't understand, like, on some, you know what I'm saying? You almost went on some street shit behind some industry shit, some real industry shit. Not no nigga talking on no track, you know what I'm saying? Like, business part of it.
Say it again.
Just say this, like, a manager or a goddamn the label. Like, what's the worst shit you feel like you had to go through dealing with that shit and it almost made you turn on to some street shit?
That now. When you go do that show, they hit your head with it. Oh, yeah, we're going to send that money to the bank account. Ain't no cash. But wait, you got me fucked. Them over don't never come. What the fuck? I done did a whole free show. I done did this shit a mean time, Slime. I be feeling like they taking advantage of me. Like, but it's not even that. He's like, bro, I need to goddamn put my foot down because I'm tripping. I'm letting these niggas goddamn trip out on me. And then, again, they don't need be the promoters, but they don't be having this shit together. Goddamn, they don't be having the money right on by. I did a show in Florida, in Miami. They let me get all the way there to say, but we ain't got back in though. But if you can do it for me real quick, like, charity, what, man? Beat him. I just came all the way down to do a show. You talking about a charity? Come on.
Nah,
bro.
They'll do it. I had to get to count it that back in, nigga.
I got shit to do.
I done put my mama's
checkbook.
Them over
already counted.
Yeah.
I got
to turn
them over into the bank, man. You tripping.
I had to get on my manager, man. They had fake ones, yeah. Don't tell niggas I do a show, rock the show. Man, I see y'all can get y'all ass beat until they say that. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, nah, get what? As soon as a nigga touch the town, nigga about to take that bag, though. As soon as I
but
touch
it. Wait, they are
on the airport.
That would be the first thing you
airport.
Do.
Airport. At the airport,
man. Look at what I learned my lesson.
I don't give a fuck. What it do tonight, nigga?
I need my motherfucking money, boy. But you tripping. Look at what, nigga. Get what? Sometimes they might pay for your flight. They might pay for you to stay somewhere.
That's how they got work it. That's how they work it.
That's how they work there. I'm on your ass, man. Where is this paper at? They try to take out the eat all that, man. Where is this money? I ain't hungry, bro.
Yo, me and Key saying, we did all that. But we could got our own food and own goddamn flight. But what
yeah, tripping. I need that paper, boy.
Oh, my shit.
Nigga, we swam on this motherfucker. We swam. Y'all just recorded. We swam. Y'all recorded.
All in mine, man.
I need all in, right. I have to get my own shit. Right. Exactly.
I don't even know where my room at. What time I'm getting out. None of that shit.
Nigga might ain't made to the room. Nigga done nobody. So I rock. I ready to leave. Dang. I'm trying to have fun. Dang, take me back home time, man.
Real shit.
Real shit, he ain't trying to say right. I hate when they do that shit, but that shit got done to me a couple times, but I tell for man, cash me. Sometimes, like, some shit you ain't got no control on, like, rolling loud shit. They got, I'll tell you, yeah, but we send shit to your bank account. You got no control over that.
You gotta wait.
Better so, again, with them, a lot of back ends, they gotta give out. So they like, man, hold up, I'm gonna see you to your account, bro.
That's why me and Key are coming out. Our little money's on there before we can get, because we know how to roll loud, but you gotta wait for this money.
But what?
Oh, we already got a bank roll on there, so we like, we just did it.
Man, what? Them folks hit you out with a bank. When they hit you out with the, yo, we still gonna send it. Man, beat it.
But I still be tripping, though. I don't trip on nothing. I trip on management, though. No cap.
Nah, for real, though.
Hey, Key, I want on the bangers, man.
Amen. I want bank on some shit. Bang, we need you on this motherfucker right here.
Then it.
Big facts. Blue Zoo.
It's so crazy.
Is that my praise on my
A lot of niggas, ain't think a nigga was gonna be here though, bro. I'm cleaning it
exactly.
out.
Exactly, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Came with the song, then you came with another song, then you came yeah. with the tape. See, it's official. You know what I'm saying?
Look, they be trying to count you out. So when you come out, they count you out. Like, damn, bro, you ain't let me show you. I not. You ain't let me show you my skill yet. You got that already counting out. He ain't gonna make it. You ain't talking about nothing. You don't even know nigga for being a move on you, dumb ass. One of them big motherfuckers, Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Hey.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, my name is Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How y'all feel about the XXL shit? Y'all feeling good about it?
Come on, you know we won it. It's all we do know.
It's over.
I'm like, come on, man. Ain't they vote all they want to. Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
I got that message when I first went up there, man. You on here.
Oh, wow.
I remember on them up for like 2 times.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The lady son, you know, they know the lady they got to go see when you go up there. Yeah, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Picked out. But you on here. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, she questioned me.
Yeah.
No cap.
Hey, what be going on? Y'all have me on Instagram. What be going on? Y'all DMs and shit.
Man, crazy shit. I ain't gonna say home girl. They just got there, sing yeah, all type of shit.
Yeah,
niggas talking sending some beats. Goddamn, maybe funny shit. Folks sending funny ass videos, all type of shit. Man, that shit Instagram popping. I put Instagram out. Anything else, social media, I don't get on that shit.
Yeah,
I might do TikTok sometime.
Yeah, you got to do that now.
TikTok. Cause TikTok popping right now. I do that.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Yeah, you got shit went out or something,
dude. You said what?
We say?
My shit went out.
Yeah, shit went out. Yeah, bet. Now his head went out.
You know what, Bank? Man, I'm having this Bank. I put slime on it. I put home on it. You got to play a Player Chanel slime. You got to play it.
It's out.
Whoa.
Now, them over here, them over here, put up. Or put up like a goddamn. And what, like a main beat? Some like put a light like, pole. Them over put up like a light pole, man. Now, I gotta get one for you, Bank, though. On slime.
That ain't that. I'm waiting on you. Whenever you ready, I'm ready.
I'm gonna send them over to your phone today. Soon as we get out this shit, I'm gonna send right to your phone.
I'm gonna send it right back. I got the spot downstairs, too.
Tell ya. Why there? Them over for me and got it.
Cash now. Cash now. Cash now. Cash now. Cash now. Cash now. I mean, cash now. Boy, do not say shit. I got a car in his feet. If she like the fuck, I'm with barbecue in his feet. Yeah. On my wrist look like water faucets and shit.
Water.
Even when I stand, I got lean on ice when I keep it. Cash now. Cash now.
I
love that. I put two C's on my belt. It's only two C's when I rise with the script. I exercise on the left. Call them blind. It's a club. It's no, she mine. It's a left breath. I pass belt.
She hard.
And I do what I want. These niggas, they do what they should. Be ice. My niggas gon' give me a check. I'm doing it in my night. Soon I set my way, my pussies up and watching by. Bitch from the west, right? They did so good, like how they buy. All these honeys get up, pussy wet, yeah, get it. Boy, I'm not say shit. I got a carbon in his feet. If she like the fuck, I'm with water.
Got shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, y'all shot a video for it already.
Now we didn't do that one.
I just recorded and I saved it for him. He woke up and did that one for me.
That shit hard. What y'all about to drop a tape together, huh?
Hey, yeah, we're running on one and then, you know, like I said, he dropping Hood Baby 2. Now I'm gonna go Trap No Cleveland 3 in June.
So Hood Baby 2
in the summertime.
That's like in a week, right? That's ready.
Hood Baby 2 dropping like a week. Yeah, next Friday, yeah.
About a week, okay. And then Trap No Cleveland 3. You said June? Okay.
In June.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's going up.
Nah, that's hard. Nigga can't stop working, bro.
Yeah, nah, man. I'm already done with trying. I'm working on a whole nother album.
They thought I stopped working because I ain't dropped in a year. I've been working in the studio just to get my shit back right.
Get that catalog up.
Yeah.
Nah, for real, so nigga can bomb on these niggas the right way.
Hey, now you just stacked it up. Now how you doing this? You just dropping the motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Man, what? Man, we just dropping these motherfuckers.
I've been dropping one every Friday.
Look. I have shit for the women. Oh, folk. Man, I have...
Yeah, because you don't know where that motherfucker gonna come from, bro.
Yeah.
The motherfucker you love, then the one you hate will be the one that'll go all the way out of here.
That's how it be, too. It be like that every time.
I cheers know our words this moment. I cheers don't want to watch nobody but us.
Put your hand down.
I cheers don't want to watch nobody but us.
Man, you put another song, the folks start crying, man. Oh, get crying, man. You put another song, man.
No, they don't want to hear none of that shit.
Man, they want to hear Key Ain't Got It. Man, put my dad in the moon, man. You tripping.
Nah, really. Like shit. That. This was gonna goddamn keep these lights on.
Yeah, they were gonna keep them lights on, man.
As long as you know them children fuck with it. You know, you good.
And the women. And
the
trap folk. We gotta have some of the trap too, man. And the trap, man.
Yeah, one of them on my album. Fuck the trap folk.
Yeah, you dig.
Nah, it's up, though.
Yeah, and it's stuck there too, man. It's stuck like a motherfucker too. And like Lou, I just sent Lou. Lou and one. I didn't want to send the bird back.
He been out there going stupid.
Yeah, he's been going crazy. I had to go that way.
Lou and walking some shit down.
Yeah, that nigga down there going crazy, man. The whole city turned up right now, man. Niggas ass better work. This corona shit fucked up a lot of shit, though, but I ain't even gonna lie.
I'm in my pound, boy. You don't believe that? I'm in my like, damn.
Off in the bomb on there, nigga. I had no play like homecoming again.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's shit, a bar. Sure.
Yeah.
Like, bro, this shit be fucked up, man. We still coming, man, right after this shit.
Hey, I'm telling you, they finna start sending them bags to do your show at home. They're going to have to. Niggas going to want to be entertained. If you can do a show right now and they send that cash, you're going to do it.
Hey, yeah. I'm gonna do it on live. Yeah. Like I'm at a real show. Me dressed up and everything. You can believe that.
Smoke all kind of shit.
Man, wait, I didn't got that fire coming out and shit. Firecracker, all type of shit, man.
Yeah.
No, the roof and everything for your ass. Man, wet. Number ground.
Crowd surfing everything. Man.
But that bag, where like, yeah, going D-D-D.
They gonna have to figure out a way to get a nigga some money, though, man.
But you can't start on a nigga show like that, boy. You can't do
they
that.
Gotta be
damn.
They gotta be.
God, that shit, man. They gonna end up having some shit like OnlyFans type shit. We got them all, everybody got their login. Yeah, nah, for real.
Nah, just, man,
imagine
OnlyFans,
if,
man.
Just imagine if a million of your followers come on and pay you a dollar.
God damn.
Yeah.
I didn't want a dollar,
show.
Bro.
Every show, and they give you a dollar, bro.
I just want a dollar, bro.
I just want a dollar. That's mm-hmm. for a dollar to see me for an
hour. Then get $100,000.
But nigga gonna get that for show. Of course. Yes, off top.
Somebody gonna pop that shit out. Why would I tell you? Somebody gonna pop that show out, bro.
Sure.
We yeah, exactly.
You a gave it to now. You gave it to now, man. You know I'm gonna pop it. I got my only fan, man.
My music only fan and he freaks.
Yeah,
shit, bro. I'm telling you, you better go and pop that shit out now. Before this interview even come out, this shit about to be popped out, bro.
Little baby, too. Release part.
You fuck around, do you 100,000, 200,000, nigga, send me some.
Man, send me some. Man, I can't wait. I'm gonna see you some.
Come on, show. Pop that shit out, kid. Shit, man. Somebody gonna pop it out, bro. It's a way that y'all young niggas can get some money.
Yeah.
Nigga, all these followers of niggas got niggas get 50 cents from these niggas, man. Give a fuck, man. $100, whatever, man.
Man, these folk, and they going to look at this shit. It ain't like you just, no, these folk going to look at this shit, man. These folk want to see what nigga got going on. Man, folk going to sign up, put their credit card in, all that type of shit. Man, folk ready to pay for another, man. Man, they want
to
spend $10 in the motherfucker, man. I'm going up.
I told them folks that. Once this motherfucker get quarantined over, we get a show. I'm coming on show butt naked, man. I can't finesse, man.
He's that guy, but I can't
finesse. That nigga gonna cry. That nigga gonna cry because his motherfucker packed out. I'm crying because his back roll.
What they saying? This shit gonna last to goddamn next year. This time though, like nigga ass ain't finna baby.
Ooh, so show that time. What time?
We'll make our own.
Bring it down, man.
Man,
bro, ain't finna be no live shows about goddamn.
They ain't trying to let no 1,000 people be around each other and all that shit.
2021
in the fall, bro. Why the fuck that shit gonna do that when I get in the game?
Get what?
That shit lame as hell, boy. Get what do that shit when I get in the game? They don't want to see that nigga win, boy. They come up with any goddamn thing but see him not win, boy.
Get what though? He got now, really got them park out. We throw our own damn show. Clear that down.
Man, the fuck got pull that up shit, that shit down. Red Bull ain't down, having though. That shit, got it? Red Bull ain't going for that? Nigga would've been dead.
Yeah, where the fuck type of shit
man, nigga gotta figure that way up, motherfucker, man. Out. I'm putting you down, man.
Yeah.
Figure out that way up, motherfucker, man.
I don't know. I can't wait, man. Matter of fact, hey, make me one of the motherfuckers real fat, one of the ones fat.
No cap. Show probably gonna be up when they do come back. Show probably gonna be right up.
Hey, everything up when them over with. Man, you ain't about to be five.
Blood pressure and everything up.
Man, what everything up? We said blood pressure, man, cholesterol, all type of shit up.
You got that gout, everything. You got all that.
Man, send that hot. This shit make your back hurt. Make little me finish this son. This shit like
bro, nigga feeling like a nigga in this motherfucker crunching up, bro. Like, nigga, I had to go work out. Nigga, I've been so bored. Nigga, I've been working out.
He said, man, I've been working out, man. He been reading books, all type of shit, man. Fuck, man.
I'm telling you, somebody gonna have to be the first nigga with that show shit, man. I'm putting you down now. You gonna let one of them niggas, y'all gonna let Drake and them pop that shit out.
Yeah. They throwing parties and doing all that shit. Rihanna just did it.
Oh, no. I get to make my own fan right now.
This interview probably ain't gonna come out the Tuesday, nigga. You got time. By the time this shit come out Tuesday, nigga.
That's a bit. I'm glad. That's a bit.
By the time this shit come out, nigga supposed to be got there already, be done got done, sold out show. Key got it, just sold the show out, man. They just did a 45-minute show. All they fans gave them $1 P. They ran like $300.
Get what? Us together combined, man, that's a meal. We're going to make us a million.
Let him tell you. So I'm talking about on the low end. The low end.
I'm had him over set up, Slime. I had him over real deal set up. He's going to have been made and everything. They're posting him over, man, look. Last show, go, man, we're going to have change of outfits, all type of shit.
Real shit, that's it.
That's it. I'm over gonna do that. Every real shit.
That's it, man. Nigga got Kiss. Nigga, y'all go to LA and do that shit. Bring out Slime, bring out goddamn Gunna, all them niggas.
Man, man, dummy here, man.
Nigga got Guess and everything on that motherfucker.
We got Guess and everything, man. We got that nigga talking and bringing you out, introducing you, all type of shit, man.
Who won't pay $1 to see that?
$1.
Everybody, because I ain't got shit to do. Everybody.
You got to promote that shit, right?
Ain't nothing but a dollar, boy. Ain't nothing but $1. No, nigga be having that credit card anyway, but $2.50. Man, I'm gonna spend that money because of C Key, though, man.
Yeah. I'm down shopping and do the shit show on them.
But you got to slap shit show, boy. He's a motherfucker, boy.
That shit too damn funny. Like, man, nigga gotta figure out. Because, you know what? If a nigga don't, bro, nigga ain't gonna melt around this motherfucker, man. Nigga gonna figure out how to get this money, man.
Man, then when you got them, if nigga come out of quarantine and don't got no way to get some money, man, well, you ain't supposed to have no money in the first place.
Real shit. You don't
even
supposed to have no brain.
But anybody in a brain, man.
You must be living.
Anybody in a brain, man. You don't deserve nothing, bro. You don't deserve nothing, bro.
And our red card text you from, yeah, we going to be the one got them, but you don't need this, you don't need that, you don't need
this. Man, we pull all this shit, man. You don't need none of this shit, bro. You don't know how to make no money. You either came out of quarantine with nothing but thankful. You ain't don't think you do it, thank you.
Nah, real
you
shit.
You can't think of nothing, bro.
I'm thinking of the wrong shit, nigga. I've been thinking something. I'm thinking of the wrong shit.
Man, you think about it. I'm thinking of, man, some bad shit, like, boy, I don't need to do that. Nigga, we fucked up, nigga, do that.
Nah, man, y'all need to keep goddamn going up, man. Don't stop, bro. Never.
Listen, bro. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate what you do for the city and shit.
For sure. Appreciate y'all, man. I love y'all, man.
Appreciate thank y'all. Y'all baby, doing. What's like coming up? One more time before we wrap it.
Trap on Cleveland 3, man. June. Hood Baby 2. Next Friday, man. Next Friday. Y'all get so that man. Shit. Scream that shit.
Yep.
I'm going to make my only one fan page, man. I'm going to make my only fan page real fast.
Yeah, real shit. Just try to ask up. Needy got to get on the phone with your label, though. Get on the phone with your label and see goddamn how to put that shit together. That shit, I'm telling you, it could be $1 million idea.
For sure. And I'm going to see something.
Oh, you over in the cut, man. Just go up. Huh?
For sure.
You over in the cut. Goddamn.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Remember that time I got down? Well, it was Future at his birthday party at Magic, and everybody can get in. You like, man, where the hell you at? I put up on you. I rode you to a look.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a little piped up on slime. I play with that. Get a little piped up. Lit. Put up that truck, man. Right? Yeah.
Everybody was in that motherfucker, too. That shit.
Man, everybody was in that motherfucker, boy. I took Jet and got down Money Gang. They had tripping in the motherfucker. They had fun as a motherfucker, man.
Nah, we ain't
nothing. Nah, though. I'm gonna test your phone too, man. I'm gonna call you.
You know you got my full support, bro. On anything you doing, bro. Anytime.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Love. Y'all be safe.
Big facts. Salute.
Slack.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.